Chapter 7. In that year, the crew of a trawler fishing off the coast of South Africa caught a strange fish. In that year, the crew of a trawler fishing off the coast of South Africa caught a strange fish. In that year, the crew of a trawler fishing off the coast of South Africa caught a strange fish. No one in the area had ever seen that species of fish before, so the catch was reported to a marine biologist, Professor J.B.L. Smith. No one in the area had ever seen that species of fish before, so the catch was reported to a marine biologist, Professor J.B.L. Smith. No one in the area had ever seen that species of fish before, so the catch was reported to a marine biologist, Professor J.B.L. Smith. As he had only ever seen coelacanths up to 30 centimeters long before, this specimen was very big. As he had only ever seen coelacanths up to 30 centimeters long before, this specimen was very big. As he had only ever seen coelacanths up to 30 centimeters long before, this specimen was very big. However, the really unusual thing about it was not its size, but the fact that scientists had believed the coelacanth had been extinct for about 70 million years. However, the really unusual thing about it was not its size, but the fact that scientists had believed the coelacanth had been extinct for about 70 million years. However, the really unusual thing about it was not its size, but the fact that scientists had believed the coelacanth had been extinct for about 70 million years. Scientists were very interested in the coelacanth, as the fossils of the fish were 400 million to 70 million years old. Scientists were very interested in the coelacanth, as the fossils of the fish were 400 million to 70 million years old. Scientists were very interested in the coelacanth, as the fossils of the fish were 400 million to 70 million years old. They hoped that by studying the coelacanth, they would be able to answer some questions about how and why fish first left the sea. They hoped that by studying the coelacanth, they would be able to answer some questions about how and why fish first left the sea. They hoped that by studying the coelacanth, they would be able to answer some questions about how and why fish first left the sea. Since 1938, several dozen other specimens of the coelacanth have been caught, not in South Africa, but 1,000 miles away, near the tiny Comoro Islands in the Indian Ocean. Since 1938, several dozen other specimens of the coelacanth have been caught, not in South Africa, but 1,000 miles away, near the tiny Comoro Islands in the Indian Ocean. Since 1938, several dozen other specimens of the coelacanth have been caught, not in South Africa, but 1,000 miles away, near the tiny Comoro Islands in the Indian Ocean.